All right, we're live. Okay, we're gonna figure out what my D&D character is gonna be.
I was thinking, people have a reverse association with a lot of things that I have, or maybe I have the reverse association that they have normal, which is when they feel tired mentally, they don't want to do anything. For me, it's the opposite. If I feel tired mentally, I gotta do something because that's what's gonna stop me from being tired mentally.
Yeah.
That's the whole impetus for streaming.
Yeah, big time, big time.
Whole impetus for streaming.
A lot of fun writing.
If you're mentally tired, go do something. It's gonna fix it. Mm-hmm. And you don't get mentally untired to do it. You get it from doing it.
Yeah.
That's how good it is to
you
do
create
stuff.
The momentum. I'll turn the AC on. Hold on.
Yeah. Is this all you okay?
Okay, send me the D&D races. We'll figure it out. But I might do Khajiit, because that was always what I did in Skyrim. Because I guess I'm a furry.
Gonna buy money.
You're gonna buy money. Yeah, the Morrowind Khajiits are the best ever. The way they walk. Need to go buy money.
The need to go buy money walk.
Mm-hmm. That's basically the only reason you'd play Morrowind.
Dark
that.
Changelings. They can shapeshift.
Alright, where's the cat person?
Just scroll down. It's Tabaxi.
Tabaxi, oh, bruh. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Dexterity, that's nice. And charisma, amazed.
Yeah, that's rogue. That's a rogue. That's the best rogue.
Epic. Okay, yeah. I think I'll be Tabaxi. Dark vision, feline agility, cast claws, cast tail. It doesn't ever show you the actual details. It tells you to buy something.
Let me see. Volo's Guide to Monsters, PDF.
I was gonna get some sleep tonight. Oh, I don't know.
You should go to sleep, man.
You should. You don't have to be here.
Hey, we're not holding your hands and forcing you to click on the stream. You do it because you're a freak.
Yeah. You're freaking
love the streaming.
Yeah.
Let me see. T. No blog for real.
I don't think I'm gonna post this. I think I'm gonna keep this private one. It's gonna be secret stream.
I like those. There is such a thing as a nil blog.
Yo, how short can I be if I'm a Tabaxi? I always want to play a short character.
Tabaxi, 113.
Am I gonna be a freaking elephant?
Yeah, what is his name?
Grung. Bruh.
No, that's not him.
Yeah, Loxodon? Loxodon?
Loxodon.
Natural armor? That sounds kind of base.
But yeah, one of the guys.
Wisdom, so I don't do magic because that's too difficult.
Wait, is it the guy? Yeah, the only guy who survived. Everybody died except one guy. The only guy who survived was a long sitting.
But yeah, I think I'm gonna go with the Baxi, and his name is gonna be Hidherto Dingleberry, the greatest rogue ever.
Call him Hurt.
Okay. I do have to be here, but why?
But why? You're not
but
important.
Why?
Opinion.
Even if you don't, if you're not playing a D&D game, it's fun to look at the character stuff and just create people. But, okay. Tabaxi. Hailing from a strange and distant land, wandering Tabaxi are cat-like humanoids driven by curiosity to collect interesting artifacts, gather tales and stories, and lay eyes on all the world's wonders. Travelers,
You can roll or pick these. I'm gonna send you right now.
Okay. Yeah, we can create the sheet right now, actually. Do you have the template for it?
Not downloaded, no. You can look it up, though.
Okay. You purr loudly when you're happy? Oh, gosh. That's... Oh shoot, should I make a character ASAP? Should we add Admiral to the call?
Yeah, I'll put her on call. What's the worst thing that can happen?
Racism. Oh, that's a sick PFP.
Pedophilia?
Oh, I didn't know you were so buff.
I didn't know you were a pedophile, dude.
I didn't know you were a pedophile, epic. That's crazy.
Yo, epic. And these are, this is the rest of your traits.
Okay. Igger.
Can I turn off the noise it makes that when I'm ringing?
No, never.
It like explodes my anus all over the place. They're taller than humans and relatively slender. Okay. So they're taller than humans on average.
To backseat? Oh, yo.
Yeah, the backseat.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Sweet. Oh, man. Jeez, give me a warning, silly goofhead.
No.
Never.
Why would we do that?
I don't know.
Dark vision. Okay. Feline agility.
Okay. D&D 5E character sheet.
Oh. Oh, you can double your speed. I don't really use speed that much in moving.
That's true. Combat. Yeah, that's too annoying.
Annoying, and you can just run away or something. Although running away isn't, but it usually you just use disengage or a dash, so it doesn't make a difference. Cat's claws. Because of your claws, you have a climbing speed of 20 feet. In addition, your claws are natural weapons, and you can use to make unarmed strikes. If you hit with them, you deal slashing damage equal to 1d4 plus your strength modifier. If you go rogue, you have thieves cant, which I think adds on to that.
What is that?
I don't remember.
Sorry, I'm a little retarded right now. What am I looking at, really?
Alright, yeah, the first thing, I don't know, just pick one that looks cool. From the... Did you send the link? To the...
Okay.
All the guys? Okay.
Pine Boy is not on at the moment, but he probably will be.
It's oh, right. He's making food, so I don't know when he's going to be back.
Oh, food is not going to take that long.
How old is Pine Boy?
19.
Oh, okay.
Swag
in the metric.
Perfectly.
Okay, yeah, wait, how old are you, Admiral?
Why did I forget my age? You gotta think about it.
Gotta think about it.
Okay, that's perfect then. 15, 16. Oh, frick, we don't have a 70-year-old. Frick.
We don't have a 70-year-old.
Yeah, we don't have a 70-year-old. I wish I had my grandma here. Oh, frick.
That's a sentence.
Yo, Maguku. Yeah. Alright, frick, I gotta poo. No.
Okay. What is your class? It's better to pick your race after you pick your class. What do you want to play as, class wise?
We'll send a link to all the classes.
Oh, okay.
Wait, like, okay, race, do you mean like color, or is it like Skyrim?
It's like Skyrim. I wish it were like color.
You pick your color later.
Oh, okay.
Here's the classes. Don't use the ones that are outside the normals, because those are retarded and gay to deal with.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, I found the sheet. Alright, character name, Hit Hair Toe Dingleberry. Is there even space for that? Okay, there is, thank god.
Hit Hair Toe Dingleberry of the Skooma Dingleberries.
Yeah, the Skoomas, the Skooma clan.
The moon sugar gland. Can I be a druggie? Can I be a drug addict? Can that be my quirk?
Yeah, you can do that.
I'm addicted to moon sugar.
Okay, what? Quirk? What?
Oh no, that's a tabaxi thing. Tabaxis have quirks, which are... There's 10 of them.
What game is this?
You can be a kleptomaniac. You can pick a role. The 10th is kleptomaniac. So yeah, you in Skyrim.
This is literally me and Skyrim. I love this. Alright, I'm gonna choose to be a kleptomaniac. There's no other choice. Has to be that way.
Yeah.
Sorry, it has to be that way.
Yeah, every other one of them is gay. Okay, obsessions.
Okay, sweet.
A legend or tale, a location, a magic item, a mundane item. I'm gonna let you pick that one.
I once made a character with AIDS. Anything is possible? That's based.
There was no AIDS in D&D. What the heck?
Really? There's no STDs? You can't be gay?
There is STDs. There's
no AIDS.
You
cannot AIDS have...
Really? What's like the dinglewort? What are the STDs called?
Yeah, it would be herpes and syphilis since forever. There was no HIV or AIDS.
What would be like a... Like fantastical fantasy STD?
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts?
Yeah, warts on your hog. What else? I mean, it can't really go for women with that one, but still.
Too bad.
Alright, race Tabaxi. Race black.
Yeah. Take one of them. What did you say? Murderer? Okay, you want to be a murderer?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, heck
Alright, rogue. Well, there's like different types of rogues. Hold on.
Yeah.
Anus.
Okay, sorcerer means using a lot of spells, and you have to be quite the niggle to do that. It's not a good starting. You probably should go with a melee one.
Okay.
I don't know. Be a ranger and a black person.
Whoa, I was just looking at that. Okay, yeah. I'll go ranger.
Sounds fitting.
Can't help but pocket interesting evidence you come across. Okay, I'll get quirk 10.
If your PRP protects you from AIDS, you surprise. That's too crazy.
What box do I put that in? Like, is that flaws or?
Yeah, you put it in flaws. Okay. It's like an extra flaw.
Do I have a regular?
Okay,
flaw?
Ranger. Do you have a sheet?
I'll go get one.
Send her the file, Sophia.
Oh, freaking anus. Hold on.
Meanwhile, okay. Ranger uses dexterity and wisdom. Let me see what has dexterity and wisdom. Holy farts.
Five d20 to determine... If your prep treatment protects you from AIDS, surprise Zamika. Okay. Well, technically, yeah, you could, like, gay sex someone as your attack. You can really do whatever you want. What would you even roll for
attack?
That? Acrobatics?
Oh my goodness, heck yes.
Yeah, you can do
so
that.
You could attack someone with your penis?
Yeah, you can make whatever you want up as long as there's some sort of, like, roll for it. Like, if you want to, like, jump on someone's head and, like, fart on them, you gotta roll acrobatics.
Oh my goodness, there's so much to do now.
Only thing that limits you is if it sounds gay or not.
Yeah.
If it makes sense in the game, everything else you can do.
Yeah.
If you can justify it.
As long as Victor lets it happen, it's gonna happen.
Uh-oh. Alright.
Using penis as a weapon does require a high dexterity set. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna succeed. If you roll a 1, which is critical failure, you're gonna, like, break your penis in half as a punishment.
That's a punishment? Dang!
Yeah. Like, if you fail a roll and you get a 1, something bad's gonna happen. Didn't I try to, I forgot what I tried. I tried to, like, jump up and, like, open a door or something?
No recollection whatsoever.
I don't know, but rolled a 1. Big time bad.
So you try to open the door. You rolled a one. The door like killed you or something.
Yeah.
You don't have to
like
roll
that.
To open a door.
But yeah, but I tried to do
picklocking, and if you fail, you cannot even try to do it again.
Yeah, I tried to do something retarded. I like tried to jump on the doorknob to like open it, something like that, for fun.
Yeah, you landed on your nuts, I think.
And I landed on my nuts and broke my freaking nuts. Oh yeah, and we had the thing where we would harvest all of our enemies' balls after we killed them to try to make like a ball wallet.
Ball
okay.
It.
Ball it. Sick. Nasty.
Huh. Yeah, that's intuitive and stuff. Yeah.
yeah. Alright. Spacewalk is speed 30 taller. How much is like taller?
Wait, half orcs are like black people. What do you mean there's no race in this game? Like
you can pick their colors. It can be like purple or some.
Hmm. What's okay? Tiffany? Yes.
Tiffling?
Yes.
Tiefling?
Yes.
You mean Tiefling? No, it's Tiffany.
Tiffany? Yeah, that's me.
You gotta all base right, your. You gotta base your race on your class, so you should not be Tiefling. Because your class uses dexterity and wisdom, and Tiefling gives charisma and intelligence, so it's not gonna match.
Yeah, unless you want to choose a different class.
Again, you can do it. It's just not gonna be good, and you should have a textbook, well-rounded character for the first few times. You can do risky stuff like gnome barbarians later on. But the birds are pretty good for being a ranger. Kenku and Aarakocra.
Yeah, well, the thing about Kenku is you can't speak English.
Wait,
yeah, you cannot speak. You can only
imitate
other
people. Like crow. Like you can only use words that you've already heard to speak.
Yeah.
Because you're a bird.
Oh, like a baby. Okay.
What about the Aarakocra? Can they actually speak?
Yeah, they can actually speak. They can even fly.
Oh yeah, you gotta come up with a character name. That's the most important part.
Oh, penis! All right, yeah.
Wisdom, constitution. Yeah,
it can be something fitting
dexterity.
Or funny.
Preferably both. Dexterity. There's a literal okay, there's a race that is literally black people called Vedalken.
What is it?
It's a blue black dude.
Sick.
I don't know if I wanna be black, you know? Oh yeah. Yeah, they're actually black. You weren't kidding, he was actually black.
I mean, you can be a goblin. You can literally be a goblin. And it has two dexterity, so it's pretty good
for
your class.
What's the difference between goblin and hobgoblin?
Hobgoblin is big.
Yeah, hogdoglin.
Yeah, hogdoglin.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Gwendolyn, that's a name.
I'm about to hogdoggle your butt.
Hogdoglin.
Hoggoblin.
Because your claws, you can fart. Really? Oh my gosh. You have a climbing speed.
There's goblin, which is plus 2 dexterity, plus 1 constitution. Constitution is for resisting poison and having a large HP.
Where do I put my unarmed damage? Because it changes, because I have claws. This is literally Skyrim.
What do you put where? On what?
My unarmed damage.
Your unarmed damage? Are you retarded? It's just one, unless you're a monk.
It says you deal slashing damage equal to 1d4 plus your strength modifier instead of the bludgeoning damage.
Then you put it in attacks.
Normal.
Claws. Attack bonus is your strength or dexterity plus your proficiency bonus, and then your damage bonus is just your strength or dexterity, no proficiency.
Okay, so what's background? Like a place?
No, it's a thing in the player's handbook. I'm gonna send you the PDF.
Okay.
You can go very linearly through the book, and you're gonna have a full character with it.
Yeah, you can probably just here. Guide.
Go linearly with it. This one has noises, so I'd advise you to have gay sex. Oh man.
You have proficiency in the perception and stealth skills. Oh, I have to mark those. Perception and stealth. Based. You can speak, read, and write common in one other language you choose. I forget. What's the most useful?
What?
In terms of languages.
Common.
Yeah, I have common by default. Listen, what's... I get to choose any other one. What? Is there any one that's preferable?
You can speak demon language.
Huh.
You can check out the player's handbook. I just linked it.
With languages, okay, so when you say human language, you mean just like English?
Common is English.
Yeah, much. Like when you're talking in-game.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay, it gets real involved. Alright.
Yeah, we gotta like roleplay, we gotta like be like our characters.
Alright.
Didn't you speak like Dwarvish as French or something?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, like that would be interesting. Okay, so goblin. That's an English, common language dude, right? Or is he like Spanish?
Just Elvish for now.
I think it's, they speak goblin. Goblin is a language.
I gotta learn a language? Okay. Alright.
Fury of the Small. Man, I gotta check that.
Dude, that sounds like me. And my butthole.
Not particularly serious.
Much appreciated.
Why would you hate this be very furious?
You can figure it out.
My butthole is furious right now.
It's furious right now.
Goblinoids. Okay.
Goblinoid?
Yeah, that's what the race is called.
Sounds like a freaking Jew.
Can I be
Jewish? Can I be like a goblin and have my name be like Jewish Jew Steinberg?
Moishekelbergstein?
Moishekelbergstein.
That's actually better than I tried to make it.
Yeah.
Okay, why is it not letting me look into the goblin race?
Oh, my freaking butt.
This is very anti-Semitic. One. There we go. Prepuce.
Claws. Prepuce? Precipice?
A prepuce. No, it's supposed to be that. Why am I not? Okay, whatever. Whatever. Like, whatever. Goblin noise.
I gotta get my glasses.
Oh, that those are bugbears. I don't want bugbear. That's such a retarded name. This is barely a race, for crying out loud. You wear glasses? What are you, blind?
Yeah. No.
yeah.
No, I just can't read too good, you know what I mean? Like, listen, no. I'm literally half black. Like, you're kind of being a little mean about it.
Listen,
Liger.
Listen.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Yeah.
gosh Wait darn it, don't.
Oh, maybe please,
your name
oh, please,
could be
oh,
Watermelon Ega. What's your race gonna be again?
Chicken pox syndrome.
Chicken. Yeah, chicken with up syndrome.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Am I retarded? I think I'm retarded.
This is so weird. I can pull it down like a foreskin.
Okay, what are you talking about exactly?
The anyflip.com site.
Mm.
Flip the pages like right.
Flip it like foreskin.
I thought it exactly. was like a banana, but alright.
Tabaxi obsession. I'll just roll for that. Was it Wizards? Isn't that the site? What's the site for the dice? I need to get real dice.
You need to. Oh, we just farted. That's disgusting.
That was my chair. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Sure. What, are you talking to yourself? That was my chair. Yeah, right.
We all know you're a flatulent Nubian queen. There's no need to hide that. Come on now.
Okay, they don't have any information on goblins.
Goblino.
One of their gods is called Booyah.
That's pretty cool. Nice.
Has a G at the end, but I think it's mute. Like it's silent G.
Ooh, I got an 8. Okay. Booyah. That means I'm fixated on a legend or tale. Well, what would it be? Do I gotta pick one?
Oh, never mind. Okay. Lair interior, lair exterior.
I'm fixated on the tale of my great grandfather.
Yeah, the grandfather. I know that. I have one of those.
What was his name?
Big
ol' Dingleberry. Yeah, Big ol' sounds like a real first name.
Big ol'.
Mhm.
A god or planar entity, a monster, a lost civilization, a wizard's secrets, a mundane item, a magic item, a location, a legend or tale. You're a thief, so you should pick magic item you're trying to steal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is there anywhere I can look for, like, D&D magical items? Or can I make one up?
I think there is. The Dungeon Master's book. Let me send you.
Okay,
on any flip.
Right,
it's probably on it. Yeah, it's on any flip. I'm gonna send you the page with it already.
Does it go in bonds? Put your loving
hand out, baby. Begging. 135.
In addition to the trait. Okay, so they go in the features and traits. Hold on.
Or you can just say you're looking for an item, and then when I begin the story, I can tell you the item in the location you're looking for. But I do have a thing here for magic items in the Dungeon Master's Guide.
I guess that'll be my storyline, trying to get it.
Yeah.
Alignment.
Okay. What my background? I guess I have to learn more about what Tabaxi society is like.
Oh, you just that's not that. That's player handbook. Player handbook has a set of backgrounds you can pick from.
I'm just talking about the backstory.
Oh, okay.
Backstory.
I mean, you can just say you're an urchin, street urchin. Orphanage.
Yeah, I was gonna go with that. For the character I was gonna do for the
Whoopsie Daisy.
Other one.
Character backgrounds. There's additional ones, but a lot of them are sort of retarded.
Can you tell me the rogue thing?
What you mean?
The handbook, whatever, so I can look at the rogue stuff.
I'm sorry, the handbook, whatever?
I'm not gonna get involved. You guys duke it out.
Can you like stop peeing in my mouth right now? This is
Can you stop?
Sound off, okay? Shut the F up, you freaking itch.
My sound is off, so I'm not even listening to you right now.
Shut up, black.
You just said the vagina word. That's crazy.
You just freaking pooped in your own mouth.
I just sent it!
I just pooped in my pants.
Why are you telling me that? Like, I care.
Sophia, you have a diaper, right?
I mean, I think diapers are kind of insulting.
Hepatitis?
So you have hepatitis, right?
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I have hepatitis D. Hepatitis is freaking diaper.
Hepatitis HIV.
Hepatitis A for AIDS.
Hepatitis B for butt sex syndrome.
Alright, sorry.
I forgive you.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, you're so thoughtful. Alright, shut the frick up, you freaking black piece of crap.
It's alright, I'm not saying much.
Yeah, bleh.
It keeps like okay, playing sound, because I guess I don't know when the page turns, so I have to hear it.
Yeah, okay, you can be one of the birds. You can be a goblin or a kobold. But if you're a kobold, you're gonna lose 2 strength.
The F is a kobold.
It's a lizard type, Igu.
Oh.
One of them lizards. Alignment is a moral compass, right? So
yeah, and your race usually tells you.
Oh, true. Can I manage being chaotic evil?
There's also feral tiefling. Which is in the lore it's a race that suffers racism for being black and killing people.
I don't think I want that one.
To be greeted with stares and whispers, to suffer violence and insult on the street, to see mistrust and fear in every eye. This is the lot of the tiefling. Feral tieflings have that. So you can do that and name your character Jimbo Jones.
Yeah. You'd have to. Is there only any way to make Jimbo Jones sound more like old? Jaime?
Jumbly. Jumbone?
Yeah, add syllables, that'll fix it.
Jumbolini Jumbones?
Jumbly Jumbalone. Jumbaloney. Or something.
Jumbly Jumbaloney. Yeah, Bologna. Spell like Bologna.
Jumbalona.
Yeah.
Bologna?
Yeah. There's gotta be a way. If you can spell it like with a G, Jimbo Lee.
James Baloney. Jimbo Jones.
Bologna. My reading is
old.
Bologna.
Bologna. Oh, the classic.
Bologna.
Am I stupid again?
When are you? Bologna. That actually looks like real. Bologna. What about Jimbo?
That sounds like a country, Baloganian.
Yeah.
From Africa.
Is that a country? Is it not a country?
Yeah, Ghana is a country, not Balagana.
Oh, true.
Yeah, where are you from? I'm Balagna. That ain't a country.
Jimbo.
Yo, what country are you from? Collard greens.
Fried chicken.
That's right.
Watermelon bread.
Jimbo. Yeah, just make it Jimbo Jones. That's no problem. Jimbo is sort of an old type name already. And Jones is an eternal name.
Really?
I think you could go with Jimbo Jones.
Jimbo me?
I mean, your name's going to be Hidherto Dingleberry. My standards are sort of low.
Shut up. Hidherto works. Dingleberry is sort of dubious. Dingleberry.
Wait, last year any creature they believe they can bully? Oh, I'm a bully? Okay, this is cool. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. We can make it feral tiefling. You're a feral. Okay, feral tiefling will be your race. That's the best one.
Dingleberry. That looks more real. Hold on.
Yeah, sure it does. Yeah, I'm gonna name my character's gonna have a real old-timey name, Willy Wonka.
That is real old-timey, though. but like wrong old timey.
Jimbo Jones isn't. Yeah, sounds futuristic. Sounds Afrofuturism.
Very stupid. Yeah.
Okay, feral tiefling. That's the best one. Okay, ranger, feral tiefling. All we need is Pine Boy now.
Am I retarded? Oh my goodness.
Okay, let me see. Oh, God, can I take away the sound? There we go. Fucking ASMR is getting on my nerves.
Are you? Never mind.
Already picked a race.
Ooh, I can use rapiers. Yeah. Why did they name them that? Come on now.
Rapier? I suppose it came from a word that wasn't... That was before rape was the word for rape. Class, you already picked it. If you're going through the handbook, you put in the traits that you read there.
Okay, yeah, alright.
Hold up, I'm gonna send you prints of the stuff you're supposed to put.
Saving throws, dexterity,
you got your sheet with you?
Oh, sorry. Dexterity, intelligence.
I got it, yes.
Okay, hold up.
Alright, what's the difference between skills and proficiencies? Do I get like double on the... What's the bonus? Plus two?
Yes.
Okay, so hold on. Season 4. Acrobatics, athletics, deception, insight, intimidation, perception. Okay. Yeah. What is sleight of hand used for?
Picklocking and stealing people.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna do sleight of hand. Stealth, so that'll be plus 4.
Hopefully this is good enough to see.
Perception and persuasion as well.
What is this fucking thing staying in, man? Oh, for crying out loud. Put your hand out. Here, okay.
Freaking ignore, you stupid black person.
Ignore the ones that are that have, you know, for second level, third level, etc. Here is your class. And there's a little more in a spell thing.
Which page would that be in the handbook?
85.
Alright.
I should probably do skill rolls, right?
Yeah.
Need four dice. How many sides? Never remember. 46?
46 is cut out the smallest one. I'm begging you.
Alright,
2 to 7. Okay.
Alright, 12, 11, okay. Another 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 15. Put your loving hand now, baby. All right, 1.
And 9.
Okay, so with strength, dexterity, all that. Is it? It's like, I'm assuming it's like Fallout where you have a certain amount of like, you know, points.
Okay, share your screen.
Okay.
Go on Google.
Hold on.
As a rogue, what do I prioritize?
As what? God.
So far. Oh, you can. Nah, I'm telling you. Like, share your screen.
Oh.
And go on Google. Yo, I didn't know you were a buff white dude. That's crazy. Go on Google. She's got her camera on right now. She's super buff and 6 feet tall.
Oh, that's crazy.
Come on now, don't.
I'm having a hard time not looking right now.
I'm having a hard time.
Right. It's 2 dexterity, just 1 charisma. Plus.
There's middle-aged D&D players at work. They're all crap. I would not be surprised.
Wait, does that mean I get added plus 2 to my raw score?
Squirt?
No!
What are you saying?
Wait, to my clear, dude. To my raw... To my... to my what? Raw squirt? No, to my... my raw
I don't know
score.
What you're saying, though.
Like, you know, you have a dexterity of like 13. If it's plus 2 dexterity, do I have dexterity of 15?
Yes.
Okay.
Raw score, not modifier.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on Google. Look up roll dice. No, that's not how you write roll.
Okay, listen. I'm gonna. Whatever.
No.
Actually, right there. There's middle-aged D&D players at work.
Okay, no, listen. For some reason, it switched to Bing, and I don't know how to switch it back. It won't let
me... Okay, just go on Google.com.
All right.
Also, how do you not know how to switch it back? That's such a grandma
listen,
thing.
I don't know what happened. It just
roll
stuck.
Dice.
It's stuck.
It's not. You don't know how to fix it.
Yes, it is. It's stuck.
Okay, there you go. All right, D6, I think, is going to show up. Click on the D6. 6. It's written right there. 6.
Alright.
Click twice more. Okay, now click roll. Holy maca- Sophia?
What?
Look at what this retard just rolled for skills.
Hold on.
She just maxed one.
23?
What?
Yeah.
Isn't
just
the
maxed
max
the skill. The max is because you cut out the smallest die.
Right.
So you got 18. You got the maximum you could get. Roll again.
Oh. Okay.
Beast. Jeez. Getting
10
good
rolls. 14. Roll another. Oh. If it's below, let me see.
Yeah, I rolled a 9 as well.
8. Yeah, that's the minimum. 5, 2. That's 7. 1, 8. You can replace this later. Roll again. Put your head out. 4, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, at least one of your skills is gonna be retarded, Jay.
Okay.
Roll again. Ten, 11. Roll once more. Six plus 7, 10. Roll once more. Freaking same thing. Okay. These are your skills to distribute in any way you want. You cannot split the numbers up. You gotta put a number straight into one of the categories. Strength, dexterity, okay. Constitution, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma. Pick one to put where.
Gotcha.
Your class uses dexterity and wisdom, so that's where the highest
yeah,
ones should
I know dexterity and charisma are my highest, but I don't really know how to order them after that. I mean, intelligence is probably the least useful.
Like, see the skills. What are you going to use? Combat?
So nine.
Also, by the way, I think you both are playing Fallout right now. One. Or at least you tried to play it. Did you guys install Fixed?
Yeah, I did.
No, I didn't.
Good. Fixed adds a lot of cutout stuff.
Yeah, because I knew, because it was on Steam, they said they cut out, like, children and, like gore stuff in that version, mm-hmm. and said to download awesome. Fixed. So I did. But, don't need intelligence, don't need... I mean, strength or constitution? Constitution is health, right? Strength is...
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna use dexterity for my combat, right?
Then strength doesn't matter, unless you want to do athletic stuff.
Alright, I'll have constitution at...
Yeah, it's better.
12. Wisdom at 12. Strength at 11. Alright, yeah. This is good.
What are you doing, retard? There, that's not where the numbers go. Those are your saving throws. You put the numbers on the, all the way to the left thing. Strength, okay. The big boxes. And you put the raw numbers, you put them in the small circles under the box.
Gotcha.
Put the highest number in dexterity because you're going to be a ranger.
Okay.
So 18 there.
Hold on, do you have the thing that says like what plus you get to each skill for how high your raw score is?
I think it's some. Let me think. Is it? I hate. I don't remember that stuff.
I'll look it up.
It's in Player's Handbook. Let me see.
Yeah, I'm finding it. Okay, level proficiency bonus? No, wait, that's the wrong thing.
One, seven, three.
Oh man, does anyone have like a one for their, isn't that like impossible to roll a one?
Ability
score?
Yeah, if there is a result, yeah, the minimum obviously is 3
mm-hmm.
via dice.
Yeah.
But if it's below 8, you gotta reroll. Or else you literally be a dog or something. Wouldn't work.
Alright, let me get the raw scores in the proper place.
Chimpanzee.
Yeah, my highest rolls were Gorman game, which.
Okay. Back in you. But the loving man now, baby. Yeah. The equivalent to each raw number you put in the big box. So your strength becomes.
Oh, I have 4. Minus 1 on intelligence based.
Yeah, phenomenal. Chen's gonna have kind of 2 minuses. 2
minus 1s. Oh, that is really good. Wow.
She has an 8 and a 9.
Nice.
No, strength is. Are you retarded?
Like negative 4
is in dexterity. Your 18 is plus 4. Look at the image. Your raw number of 18 becomes your score okay, sorry, becomes the modifier.
How okay, are you
so
saving?
Dexterity becomes 22. Where am I wrong?
No, you don't sum it up. The modifier, you just put it there. So when you roll a dice, it's gonna be plus 4 because you have 18 dexterity.
So I put 4 here.
Yes.
Okay.
Hit dice 1d8 per roll.
Transgender barbarian.
Points at first level 8 plus your constitution modifier. Then I have like 9 hit points. That's rough.
That's real rough, man.
Yeah. I can get killed in 2 hits.
Oh, man.
1 hit? You crazy?
Well, yeah, depending on who it is. Like, if I'm fighting rats, maybe 2 hits. But.
You're fighting retarded rats who have no limbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 hits.
Mm-hmm. A rapier or a short sword? Definitely rapier. Oh boy. What's the attack bonus again?
Your strength or dexterity plus your proficiency. Your skills look like retardation, dude.
Mine?
Okay, so no. The chunkies. She has minus one strength, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you put 14 in charisma? You use wisdom.
What? Oh, what am I doing? No, wait, because charisma has 14. You put 2.
Yeah, in. Charisma shouldn't have 14. You use wisdom. You're a ranger. You're not a bard.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so she has minus 1 strength, plus 4 dexterity, 0 constitution, minus 1 intelligence, wisdom.
Yo, we're in the same boat. Up top.
Hey, yo.
We're both like dumb as rocks, dude. Base.
Intelligence is useful usually against checking if there's an illusion by a mage.
Yeah, like the blue butt naked shapeshifter dude. Classic times. Quiver of 20 arrows. Okay.
Loving hand out, baby. Back in.
Okay, so
tab bonus. It's either strength. What deterrent? Can I use either strength or dexterity, or is that only the finesse weapons, like the rapier?
That's the finesse weapon.
Okay. Dexterity plus 3 plus
other weapons say themselves what you can use.
Okay, what is the proficiency bonus for the attack bonus?
What do you mean? It's your proficiency bonus too. It's the same.
Oh, okay. So then it'd be 5 for this.
Depending on the attack.
I'm so stupid.
Burglars packed. I'm gonna just go for burglars. Has Pine Boy finished taking a dump? Or is he still getting through it?
Jeez, it takes like 5 minutes tops.
Yeah, 5 minutes on a bad day. On a good day, it takes like 5 seconds.
Just all comes out just instantly.
Mm-hmm. Leather armor, 2 daggers, and thieves' tools. Beast! Burner's plan. Thieves' tools. Armor class is. You add your armor to that, right? And your, like, base armor class. Armor, 2 daggers, thieves' tools. 2 daggers. Can I dual wield stuff?
Yeah.
Ooh. Does it change the damage? Does it like double it?
No, stupid. You do 2 attacks.
Oh. So basically double?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like, you'll have to roll it, so it's not necessarily double, but like, you know, you get to do two attacks in the same turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or is that a skill? It might be. Oh no. Dual wielding. Oh, I get it. If you don't have the dual wielder thing, trait, then your second attack, the one with the weapon on the other hand, has no attack bonus.
Mm.
Rather, has no proficiency.
Mm.
It's not so.
Make a note of that. Yo, Victor, have you ever played a game called For the King?
No,
I don't know
no.
what that is. Hmm. Leather armor.
Only weapons you can dual wield are the ones with the light property.
Ones with the light.
And attacking
property?
With your like dagger. Yeah, the ones in the weapon thing. Can you let me speak for 1 second? Wow. You check the weapons page in the PHB, and it says light there, just as it says finesse.
Mm.
If it has light, then you can.
Wow, that was uncalled for.
Attacking with the second weapon uses your bonus action, so you cannot use a bonus action.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Shut the frick up! Oh my gosh! Alright, what appendix is that? Where is that? Combat?
Attacking with the second weapon does not add your ability modifier to damage. Oh, okay. Your damage is not going to have a plus dexterity or a plus strength. It's going to be just a die. For backgrounds, just use the ones in PHP. Everything else outside is sort of way too crazy.
Oh yeah, if you roll a 20, then you get special awesome stuff.
You double your damage.
Yeah, double damage.
Double. Where is Pine? Anybody message Pine Boy?
Because he's having a rough time on the toilet.
Sometimes.
No, where was he again?
Food.
Oh. I don't know, I remember Admiral saying that he was, like, pooping or something.
What? I never said that!
I don't know!
You lying about people like that? Damn, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Alright, seriously, where is the, I don't know what I'm looking for. Whatever. Okay, 125. There we are. Oh, shut up, you freaking black retard watermelon. Okay, personality trait. Are these the same for everyone?
No. Check PHP.
Yeah, I'm here and it says whatever.
What you mean, man? It's based on background.
Oh.
Go on, backgrounds.
Yeah, I just went there.
It literally just went there, like, it's page 119.
It told me it was 125, whatever.
Because you're liars.
What, huh?
To pick a background, you're on page 119 in the player's handbook.
Holy crap, my butt.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh, it's a gay sex addict. Wow, that's crazy.
Run.
Yo, it's the new kid. Yo, new kid, you say you're a gay sex addict? Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, you speak very well.
Guys, check it out. Guys, check it out. A gay sex addict. Can you believe it? Dude, he says he does gay porn just for the sex, not for the money. Dude, that's crazy. Dude, you're one crazy fella. Alright, see you, Tashlin. You know, you poop and then you pee and then you fart. Haha, that's like funny. Well, I can be a criminal? Yo, that's crazy. What's a gaming set? I get to get a PS4?
Oh, it's like. Wait, what?
What?
What, do I sound too much like a cartoon for you?
What up, homeboy?
Wait, do I have to be like chaotic evil?
No, you only have to be chaotic.
If I'm a criminal?
I think based on background, based on class, and based on race, you only have to be a chaotic.
Goodness. Oh my gosh. Right.
You don't have to be.
Based on race? Evil. Yo, that's funny. If you're black, you have to be evil. No choice. Okay, where is the urchin? This like totally does not here. Is it not part of this book? Whatever, I'll just be like a criminal, whatever, doesn't matter.
So what's up with the armor class?
That's what your opponents will have to reach with their attack rolls to be able to deal damage on you. And it's okay, decided so by the armor you pick. I think your class allows you to pick an armor.
If your armor class is 10 and they roll a 10, then they hit. But if they roll below, they don't hit.
Did you check the thing there? You can pick between a scale mail and a leather armor. Look at the image I sent you of your class features.
Got a 6. My specialty will be hired killer based.
Hmm.
So do I put that in background or just criminal?
You can put that in parentheses.
There's not enough space.
Let's do it.
Deception and stealth. Is a crowbar a weapon? Or is it a tool?
Can be either. Can be a... You can make weapons, and then there's a way to do it.
Okay.
But it's a tool. Primarily, it's a tool. You can make it a weapon.
Okay, set of dirt common clothes. Oh, that's cool. Haha.
15 gold pieces. Feature criminal contact?
So you know a criminal who can do something for you.
I'll wait for that. Calm no matter what the situation. I never raise my voice or let my emotions control me. Oh, that's no fun. Or maybe it is. Choose my alignment because these ideals go along with. It also says to roll them, so it has.
What are you talking about?
The ideals have a alignment that goes along with them. So do I roll the ideal first, or the do I pick out my alignment?
You can pick. You shouldn't pick your alignment before. You should pick your ideal and then pick your alignment based.
Okay.
If you want to do that, maybe you want to roll it.
Yeah, I've been rolling them. Alright, 3. Charity.
If there's a really good one, you should probably pick it over
steal from the
others.
Wealthy so that I can help people in need. Redemption. There's a spark of good in everyone. Thanks for the diamond. White Pill Redemption. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking going with that. There's a spark of good in everyone. Might go with that. And I'd have to be good, though.
Yep.
Perhaps.
What's up, Mr. Kayo?
Because I am a criminal after all. Kind of strange for a hired killer to be chaotic good. Maybe I only take, like, contracts to kill. I don't know, like, are there, like, politicians in D&D?
Yeah, kings and counts and all types of stuff.
Yeah.
Earls.
Girls? Okay.
And girls. Yeah, there's girls in D&D? Holy crap.
Yeah, the girl is the quintessential politician of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, am I stupid? Am I really, really that stupid?
Bond. Alright, let's roll this. 1. I'm trying to pay off an old debt I owe to a generous benefactor. Something important was taken from me and I aim to steal it back. That could be the magic item thing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That ties in really well to it. Like, some sort of family heirloom thing that was, like, sold on the black market or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm guilty of a terrible crime. I hope I can redeem myself for it. Oh, I like that. Yeah, perhaps I
lost the magic item because of that. And that would go along with the redemption as well. Yeah, I only killed journalists. Yeah. Pedos. That's actually really cool.
Okay, that makes more sense to you. Alright, yeah.
Flaws, let's see here. I turn tail and run when things look bad.
Gizmo, what the freak, man? What are you doing?
Gizmo? Who?
Your dog, your brother, your daddy, your grandfather.
No, it's this demon I have.
Oh, okay.
What?
His name's Gizmo. Well, I mean, she is a cat. So, yeah, it's my demon.
Yeah, my cat's named Buttplug.
What is it then? My dad named her, and, like, I don't know. I just don't know.
Gizmo.
Yeah. Chaotic evil. That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, I might go with. I don't. Should I go with I turn tail and run when things look bad?
What are the alternatives?
When I see something valuable, I can't think about anything about how to steal it. When faced between a choice between money and my friends, I usually choose the money. If there's a plan, I'll forget it. If I don't forget it, I'll ignore it. I have a tell that reveals when I'm lying. An innocent person is in prison for a crime that I committed. I'm okay with that.
I think either the stealing one, or the plan one, forgetting the plan, ignoring a plan.
Hmm.
Plan or stealing?
It could be fun.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll go with that.
Plan or stealing?
Plan.
Yeah, that's better.
I'm learning how to read. It's really cool.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I need to figure out what.
Why do the pages lie? Page numbers?
Because it's... The summary was made for real book. Digitalized book is formatted differently.
Alright, expertise, sneak attack, thieves can't. What the F is that? Choose two of your skill proficiencies or one of your skill proficiencies and your proficiencies. Use tools. Wait, what? The advantage is when you roll twice, right? And choose a better number?
Yes. I'm gonna go make myself some food. I'll be right back.
Bonds, is it like bonds with people?
Bonds are, you need to roll those from your background or choose it. You can either roll it randomly or choose one.
Okay,
but it depends on what your background is. Okay, I choose archetypes at third level. Alright, don't gotta worry about that right now. Did you post this on MP2? Oh, I didn't do that. Yeah, I think Kid A is the best. I died of a migraine today. I got better-ish. How was everyone else's day? Pretty good. Did some writing. We're doing some D&D right now. Big time, awesome.
Yeah, I kind of did. I don't want to say nothing, but I mean, all I did was play New Vegas. Awesome. Yeah.
That's commendable. Yeah, I've been getting back into Skyrim modding, so you know.
Yeah, how was the modding stuff? Like, what can you do with mods in
New Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
From what I know, it's mainly graphical stuff, but there's like quest mods that are like DLC sized and that sort of thing.
All right.
But if you want to make it look less goofy, I guess you can install an ENB. But it depends on how good your computer is.
All right. Yeah. Like I said earlier today in chat, I'm just killing anyone I find suspicious. That's all I'm doing. I don't know. Just if you rub me the wrong way, I'll probably kill you.
Rub me the wrong way. Oh, I don't like that saying. What? Well, who has that been so far?
Okay, so you know that guy who approaches you when you start going to like Nipton? He's like, oh, this girl just tried to kill me. He's like, she's like so crazy. I don't know why she tried to kill me. But like before that, I ran to the guy who tells you about like the bottle caps, the special ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was telling me about that, and he's like, yeah, I stopped collecting those like a real long time ago. And for some reason, I didn't trust him, so I shot him in the head. And it turns out he had those bottle caps on him, so he was actually lying.
Did you lose karma for that, or was the game like, whatever?
I think the game just, yeah, it was like, oh yeah, whatever. Nothing happened, really. Yeah, nothing happened, but I got his bottle cap, so I knew he was lying, so... I mean, who just follows you around and he's like, oh yeah, by the way, like, these bottle caps, you should watch out, there's someone kills people.
Did you kill Volpace and Nipton? Both me and Victor did that.
Oh yeah. I couldn't help it. I kinda had to. I don't know.
He sounds like he has a penis in his butt all the time, perpetually.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kill anyone I don't trust, really. Yeah. It's working out pretty good.
Yeah, I got a pretty bad headache from taking a walk a few days ago. Never again. Never leaving my house ever again.
Wait, who said that?
Me.
Wait a minute, hold on. How'd you get a headache from walking, goofy?
Because I'm gay! Don't shut up about it!
Okay, how far did you really walk, though?
Not... Like, I went up and down the street. Or I went down the street and then back up again to my house.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to think about this.
It was a really bad headache. It felt like a migraine.
I understand that, but... Dude, that's from... You know, that's just from walking, so I'm just...
Yeah. I can't tell if that's me or my pot... syndrome.
Your pot syndrome? You smoke weed? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I freaking smoke weed and now I can't walk. It's a thing where your heart rate is too high by default, so it goes to like 130 when I'm walking.
Oh, are you like one of those people who have to like suck in those blowy things? What are they called? You know what I'm talking about? You know, you suck on the thing and it gives you air.
Isn't that asthma? I'm not asthmatic.
Okay, why is...
Just
why
my head, do that, lol? My brain gets all inflamed, I guess. There's too much blood pressure? I don't know how it works.
From what?
It does. Yeah.
I feel like there's something not right here.
I mean, it probably wouldn't have happened if it was just a straight road. It was on an incline, though, so that probably aggravated my nuts.
So, like, you basically got seasick, but on land.
Yeah. I get really bad seasick, though. Like, really bad. Hmm. Like, I vomited, like, 6 times. Just, like, in one direction. I'm not even lying. Like, 6 times over. In the span of, like, 30 minutes.
Were you on, like, the lake or, like, the actual ocean?
I was in, like, Curaçao, which is, like, an island, and I was on a boat to some other smaller island. Mm-hmm. And I guess the waves are just really bad. But I get seasick even if it's, like, calm, whatever. And I can't ride in cars either. Just regular car ride makes me nauseous.
Hmm. You don't, like, read or something while you're in the car, right?
No. Just sitting there. Okay. Just sitting there, feeling, my stomach go, I don't know, it's kind of strange, though. Wiggling around, slithering around.
Yeah, I can't read in the car, or I'll feel like that. I'll feel exactly like that.
Yeah.
I can't.
I can't do anything on planes. I just have to sit back and, listen to Jordan Peterson or something. If I start reading, I start, like, vomiting all over everybody. Blowing up. Exploding.
You vomit on the windshield. You
reads
just
one word. To fill his entire plane with vomit.
Huh. Am I really
stickers?
Stupid?
How does that work? Anus. What are you trying to figure out?
You trying to figure out an anus?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Still haven't cracked the code. Still haven't cracked the crack code.
Oh. Right. Okay, so I'm seeing a bunch of things here. Backgrounds. So are these all backgrounds?
Hold on, share your screen.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, you're sharing that already. Alright, why are you, like, not using, like, the player handbook? Like, what's your problem?
Because I'm trying to look for backgrounds, and I'm like, yeah, I'll just Google it.
Well, no, go in the player handbook, because a lot of these are not in there.
Oh, gotcha.
Open it up from Discord.
Ooh. Yeah, oh, whoops. So many things open. I'm so stupid. I'll just type in background, see what happens.
Go to the table of contents.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
on
about
the second
those.
Page. Just okay. Type in Type in two. Yeah. Okay, it's in. Let's see. Oh, 125.
Alright. Forget something so useful like that exists. I just really do not read.
Do you have a laptop or a desktop computer?
Desktop.
How good is it?
Yeah, it's running a bit slow because, well, I like to blame Corona. That's probably it.
Okay, hold on. Go back a few pages, because the freaking system is all left up. Oh crap, it's gonna load everyone. Bruh, this be rough, though.
It is.
Yeah, go back until it goes to Acolyte. That's the first one. What is your race and class again? A feral tiefling ranger. All right, we'll find one that sort of fits with that.
We're not
here. Did you make up stuff for the personality traits and ideals? You're supposed to roll
can
those.
Can we just like type this? Right? Can we type it? Or do we just keep flipping?
Actually, hold on. Let me flip it in mine and then give you the exact page number. That's probably faster. Freaking anus. Freaking anus. Alright, the page number is
120...
119.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's a black screen. I'm helping out Ms. Chunky. Should I call you Chunky or Admiral or Gabby?
I don't know. I have so many names, man.
Yeah.
You call me Gabby if you want.
Alright. Yeah, it's kind of weird to be calling you derogatory terms all the time. Alright, yeah, read through each of these and see, you know, which one seems cool.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, oh, you'll make them up easy. So if you choose a certain background, then you roll the personality trait, ideal, bond, and flaw from those. Or you can just choose the one you want.
Alright, cool.
Okay.
But common ground? No. Fantastic. Cat's just freaking awesome. Always.
Made from supple and thin materials. Ooh, nice. If you wear light armor, you add your dexterity modifier to the base number from your armor type to determine your armor class. Well, what is the base number for freaking leather? Oh my god. My freaking anus. Ow, my freaking anus. Okay, so 11 plus dexterity modifier, 3. Oh, I got an armor class 14. That's pretty nice. Weren't we freaking rich in the first one? Didn't we have like 1600 gold pieces?
I think so. If I remember correctly.
What? I'm retarded. So retarded. I'm so freaking retarded. Ugh.
Need to be racist, Victor. Come on now.
What?
Why do I see a half naked woman? I don't like this.
Yeah. Right. Short bow 1d6 piercing.
Gabs, you're a YouTuber. Why aren't you sharing your camera? This is gonna be a live action RPG sesh.
Perhaps. Yeah, sesh. It's just gonna be a solo sesh.
Oh, yes, solo nice. Sex. Let's go.
Yeah, solo sex. Yeah.
Cholo sex.
Cholo sex? Gosh.
Try mo cholo sex?
No, I didn't. What?
Oh, whoops. I guess your ears hear what they don't want to hear.
Yeah, that's exactly what this how the saying goes.
What? What are you even trying to say?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all, mate. Now go
nothing.
Back to your mother's
just
anus already.
Just another watermelon. Guess what?
It's just another watermelon. Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
An otter.
I'm not seeing daggers nowheres, you stupid Igar. Oh, there it is. I'm so dumb and gay. I should kill myself already. Oh, daggers are light. Awesome.
Here's a cheat code. Man, I'm always giving tips on how to be a ladies' man and all that stuff. Cause I'm such a ladies' man, I have so many girls running after me. And cat calling me. Dog calling me? How do you call it when a woman cat calls a man?
Dog calling?
Dong calling you?
She be calling my dong all sorts of crazy names. She be calling it big butt. She be calling it crazy nuts.
Crazy nuts.
I mean,
crazy nuts. That,
if you get called that, you probably earn that nickname.
Crazy nuts,
you
fart wiener.
Crazy wiener. Nuts. I mean, the fart wiener is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Crazy, you never know what's coming out of that.
Is a fart wiener someone who does anal? That's a good derogatory term.
Fart wiener?
Yo, fart wiener. Dude, I didn't do that.
Totally didn't. It's cool. She like, shut up.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Anyway. Are you crazy? That's not even true. What I'm gonna tell you. Real easy way to communicate with normal women. And it's basically... It's like having a bike. And this is, it might become misused depending on how you're doing it. This, I mean to like a girl who you're already close with. Send her pictures of cute animals holding hearts or something.
Oh my goodness, this one, oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you finish.
That's it. You can roll into your story.
Okay. So this guy who liked me like a lot, he said that he would like never get over me. And that kind of really scared me a lot. Yeah, he would do that like every day. He would send me exactly what you're talking about, and it was so weird. I did not know how to respond.
You gotta know your audience. Some girls want you to send them like funny stuff, memes. Some girls want cute animals. And it's not like a cheat code. It's not nothing like that. It's straight up, like, it's equivalent to me sending a Beetlejuice video to a friend.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's a thing that, you know, is cool and you'd like to see it. That's it. You're just exposing them so they don't, you're doing a little work there. You're basically an employee at generating some type of amusement. It's equivalent to a joke or anything like that, but women aren't really attuned to comedy in the same way men are, so they appreciate different things, such as cute animals. Don't go for the anime. Anime, you would think it's cute, it's not cute. It's sickening. Women like actual real life animals looking cute, dressed up, holding hearts, etc. By the way, just so you know, That's code, okay? You're talking in code, and the code is I'm gonna put a baby in you.
Sorry, this is not what I was expecting.
That's the cryptic meaning of sending cute little animals. It's a baby's gonna come out of your vagina. You keep effing around with me.
That sounds like a threat.
Well, it is a threat. It's not even a threat. It's a promise.
Yeah, you keep hanging around me, you'll have a freaking baby coming out of
you
vagina.
Keep playing
no time.
Around with me, it's a baby coming out of your vagina. No other way around it. And this is what that cute animal.
I cannot find the saving throws thing. Can you just tell me about it?
Your saving throws are the same as your skill things, but your class tells you the same as your ability scores. But the ones you have proficiency, you add +2. That's it.
Okay, awesome. Ooh, my dexterity is really good. It's gonna be, 19 based?
That's really high. Yeah, you guys are both gonna be high dexterity. A ranger and a scout. I wonder what Pine Boy's gonna be.
That's legitimately what it means. Keep playing around in my realm. There's gonna be a baby in your womb and then coming out of your vagina.
Ooh, maybe I could do like Khajiit spelling, like the Dingleberry.
No, just do it Dingleberry, normal spelling.
But that's so
Why
fun.
Why is it Dingleberry right now already?
Dingleberry?
Just write a Dingleberry, you retard.
But that's less fun. Oh my gosh. You're not fun.
The cute animal looks like a baby. Has facial features.
Your tics are out of control.
Yo, what the F am I initiative, though?
Tiny baby.
Wiener.
Arms, eyes. Wiener. Yeah, wiener, too.
Yo, animal, little baby animal wieners are so cute.
Although, I don't know about sending cute animals every day. I don't know about
Not
that.
Every day.
Not every day, but no. You know, occasionally.
Conversation ended 30 minutes ago. What do you do? Send an otter. I'm telling you right now, I'm giving
what
you
What about passive perception?
Yo, what's up? Your perception is 10 plus your perception skill.
What? Stop it! That's not
that
funny! You deserve my feelings big time. Is there a reason for this abuse? Holy crap, my freaking butt!
Is GP like currency?
Yes,
yeah,
gold pieces.
Huh.
Dingleberry.
Oh.
Sounds oddly French. Dingleberry.
Ding sounds like a Indian name. Leberry sounds French. Still, head hair toe will be forever.
Dingleberry.
Dingleberry. Oldberry sounds like Oldberry. Oldberry?
Yeah, that sounds old English.
Yeah, sounds sort of Scandinavian almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like Scottish, because I don't know, you rolled that R really hard.
Have you given any thought to playing music during 10 scenes? No.
I have to figure out what are the skills.
I have to time them. It's too tough. Send her MGTOW videos and see how she responds. Yeah, do that.
Yeah. She'll be impregnated in no
time.
She's
gonna block you and kill herself.
Berry
Dingle.
Dingle. Alright, Dingle is not the most realistic first name. Is there any way to make it better? Dingle? Maybe Dingo? Isn't that like a dog?
That's even worse.
Yeah, that's an Australian dog.
Dingle?
Can we put like a silent E at the end, like Dingle?
Yeah, my name is Dingle. My grandfather's name is Biggle.
That
looks more Khajiitian.
Yeah, it kind of looks black. I like it.
Berry. The way that it's written makes me think of freaking... Not Auschwitz. Why do I keep thinking about Auschwitz? I don't know, whales or something. No joke. I had a female friend who was getting too frisky who I send some MGTOW content to. It just made her lose interest in anything but sex.
Yeah, she wouldn't want to have sex with you.
Or what do you mean?
Harry Dingleberry.
Dingleberry.
Harry Dingleberry.
Yes. Alright, the fact that the page numbers are wrong are really inhibiting my wiener.
Just...
What am I doing?
I'm going back a few pages, but then I forget what I was even looking for. Alright, I need to figure out, like, what skills... how much my skills are based on how much my abilities are.
Utter nonsense.
It's utter nonsense, alright.
Utter nonsense.
That's utter freaking nonsense, you freaking anus.
No, wait.
You're telling me it pushed me two chapters ahead? Are you freaking smoking your own anus crack?
What? It's dog bones, bruh.
Wait, is that how it works? The modifiers are my skills in each of the things?
They made the cross, but it's dog bones.
Ooh, yeah, this is why you should send to females. They'll literally be...
Yeah, subliminal messaging. Add in a bunch of, you know, Pope stuff.
Into the cute dog pictures.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. The dog wearing a swastika, that's what you... Yeah,
start sending them pictures of pregnant dogs.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Females, you know, you guys don't get it. Females like seeing pregnant things in breasts. It makes them think about children.
Yes, send your crush pictures of boobs. They're gonna be wanting to get pregnant in no time. Oh my gosh. Oh yes, send pictures of pregnant boobs. They're gonna be like, whoa, I want to be pregnant. My boobs are gonna get bigger. That's crazy. Can you impregnate me?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, send him that. Subliminal messaging. Very subtle.
Very subliminal.
Yeah, she's not gonna notice. At all.
No, she'll think, oh, it's a really cute dog.
Yeah, this, you know. Yeah, she'll just think, whoa, what a cute dog. Not even gonna notice, but her brain, her subconscious is going to think about this.
Well, maybe it should be an asking.
Maybe you should go all the way and send that same picture, like, every day.
Send them pictures of animals giving birth. Yeah, that's hot. I mean, that's gonna work. So my skills are based off of my ability modifiers? That's the deal?
Yes.
Okay. Sick nasty.
Do not send pictures of spiders, ever.
Insects. They're gonna block you and kill themselves.
Generally avoid insects, women do not like insects. Mammals, they're fond of mammals.
Mammals and mammaries, that's the way to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you send a spider, they kind of think, oh, like, this person does not like me at all. They probably hate me probably and whatnot. So it's not very, you know, sexy, so don't do that.
Scooby-Doo sauce. What? That is totally not a swastika at all.
Yeah, it's a Buddhist thing. Peace. It means dog peace, and...
Yeah, dog pee. It means dog pee.
It means dog pee, and... You pee when you get pregnant, and yeah, see, it works. It's all subconscious, though. You know, you can't tell them directly. Like, look at this dog with this swastika. Look how cute it is. You can't say them.
Man, I would like to have a swastika suit for my dog.
Like a suit, you said?
Yeah, like a suit. It's like Hitler Youth, but it's like Hitler dog.
You take it out for what? Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, exactly. No, why? No, I'm not. You don't get it. I'm not. It's him. It's my wife, actually. My wife made me do this. Bully my wife for my reputation. Dude, I don't want to do this. I swear.
Hey, no farting in my mouth. I'm desperate tonight.
What time is it right now?
At least 6 more minutes before you can fart in my freaking face, in my nose, in my eyes.
It's 5 p.m.
Dude, please fart in my eyes. Oh my gosh.
Is it 5 p.m.?
Make me cry with your farts.
It's 5:54.
It's already night time.
Not 6 more minutes, alright? Hold it in, you freaking freak. I'm gonna kill you. Then you'll have to fart in my eyes again.
Ooh, mom. Yeah, back. Need to get my gym.
You're be gonna fart.
Wait, oh. Could you get pink eye with that? If you just fart in someone's eyes, would that work?
Yeah, because it's poo poo matter that causes it.
Oh, right, right. This is science stuff. I don't want to get into it because it's very hard to put it into layman's terms, so I can't speak about it. But yeah, she... Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm so stupid. I'm trying to figure out this spell stuff, and I don't have these spells.
Oh yeah, I need to choose age, height, weight, all that crap. But, I think, I guess I'm close to done.
That's good. For you.
Alright, you need to really quit the, quit the...
I'm not trying to be stupid. I'm not trying to be so stupid.
Wow, I can't believe you, pooped. That's crazy, I never pooped.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Why is the skin iron? Scream. Sorry, I'm dumb. Forgive me. Poop is like gross. I'd like totally never do something that gross.
Think. Use your brain. No, wait. No. What am I doing? Copper kitchen countertops, green walls in my room. Tall wooden ceilings, post Katrina tree, I caved it in.
Sick nasty. Alright, I have to figure out what to what my backstory is gonna be. Oh, my age and all that. Probably be young.
used to pick blackberries by the half pipe. Throwing lemons at cars from the creek outside.
Ooh, sacking me.
Remember when Spider-Man used
to
rule my life?
Guess I roll 12.
Wait, what? Oh my goodness, how did this happen?
Alright, next I'm gonna be 6'4". Oh, shut the fucking butt cheeks already. This is for the frick. Oh, should I roll my age or pit? Well, let's see. 97! Yeah, I'm definitely not gonna be freaking 97. Jeez. Yo, Sophia, what's the worst movie ever made? Ooh, that's a tough question. I haven't watched enough movies to decide that. I'd probably say the most torturous one, which I don't know what that'd be. The only, you know, really terrible movie that sticks out in my mind is, Snatch.
What? Snatch. Like, okay, like, what's that about?
It's a movie. I can't really remember the crap I watched. The title, famously. I wouldn't say something that's just, like, poorly made. Like, some, you know, mainstream superhero movie or whatever. I'd say something that's directly torturous to watch. You know, something like Lighthouse or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that was, like, about gay people.
Yeah, it has Brad Pitt in it.
Yeah.
Can I be like below? Can I be like younger than 18? I guess. Last Day on Earth with Seth Rogen? No, I haven't seen that. That sounds horrible though. Okay, I'm gonna be 207 pounds.
Alright, it's 10 p.m. I gotta hit the hay.
Alright. Fair enough.
Any closing thoughts, Sophia?
I don't know. Let me just figure out the last few things. How do I... Can I just choose, like... What should be my age?
Young?
Can I be, like, a kid?
Yeah. Be 16 or something.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
You can do that.
I was surprised because in Fallout 1 you can be like 8.
You can?
Yeah.
No, only with the fixed.
Mm.
But does that how does that change the game? Does it at all?
Don't know. Oh, in D&D? No, it doesn't.
Eyes?
I mean, not in the laws.
Mm.
Rules and regulations, but of course as a master would adapt things for them.
They're green or yellow, okay. I got a 2, so that means I'll go with green. No, yellow eyes. Hair from yellow to red. So anything in between. I guess that'd be orange, right? Three. Okay, then I'll have red hair. You are tall and heavy for a 16-year-old. Yeah, Tabaxi are taller. They're from 6 foot to 7 foot. So I rolled these. Yeah, I'll calculate the BMI to get an idea of how skinny I am, I guess. What you slurping on?
Lasagna.
Oh.
Make it yourself?
No. Prepared. Just heated it up.
Oh, I guess I can pick whatever fur color I want. If I have red hair and yellow eyes, then my... Should I be a black person?
You'd want to be black?
I mean, yeah, if I'm not actually a human.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Black fur would be cool.
You're a thief, so it makes sense.
Yeah. Hiding in the dark. I guess I'm gonna be what furries wish they looked like. be dark blue? Like blue healer colder? What?
You're gay for knowing that color.
What is blue healer colder?
It's a type of blue for gay people.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Oh my goodness, these glasses are very broken. Okay, cool.
Furry wet dream. Blue healer is a dog breed. Oh yeah, I just let it up. I'll be freaking black. Alright, that covers it. I just need a backstory now.
Alright, we should wrap it up.
Okay. I guess we'll figure that out in the meantime. We're gonna have to figure out where we want to... Because our backstories will have to converge. Is that my job or your job?
My job.
Okay, so I can do whatever I want?
Uh-huh.
Whatever's lore-friendly, I guess? Alright, final thought is that if you have dingleberries, please keep them there. Don't rob them of their livelihood. Bye!